so much to say.
I just want to focus on two nekudas. Medrash says when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, they were masped him that he had gevalde gavas at Torah. L'chayra, that was the hesped for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, he was a Talmud Chacham Muflig. He was a Mechaba from the Yishalmi. He was a Marbitz Torah Lahafli. The Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael with Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was a person who suffered terrible tsar in this world. He was koiver 10 children, and he was still able to be misgaber and to keep up his gewaltige darga of Limud HaTorah and Harbatas HaTorah. There was so much to say about Rabbi Yochanan. Avas HaTorah, that was the ganze hesped. And l'chayr, what Chazal are telling us over here is, where did Rabbi Yochanan take the koiches to be such a Talmud Chacham Muflug? Where did Rabbi Yochanan take the koiches to be a mar, to have such a hashpah on Talmidim, to be maimed such Talmidim? How did he have the wherewithal to withstand such terrible tsar, such terrible tsaris, and to be what he was? And the Chazal are telling us it's because of his tremendous darg of Avas HaTorah. That was the key. That was the sod that for Rabbi Yochanan's Hatzlacha. The Shver Zetzal was. He was a Talmud Chacham Muflig, a Masmid Neira. He was Maimid Talmidim in an extraordinary way, Lahafli. He took Talmidim that didn't necessarily come from Torah, that got from homes that were from Bnei Torah, and he made them into Bnei Torah. He shtelled them avek, he was Maimid them to be Choshevet, Balabatim, Marbitzei Torah, Rabbanim. He had a life, he lived a life that was laden with tzaris mitchilas, from the time he was a child in the concentration camps. Throughout his life, he had trials and tribulations, but it never stopped him from his limud haTorah. It never stopped him from his harbatas haTorah. And the answer, how is it shayach? How is it shayach to him to accomplish so much with all he went through? And the answer is the same answer as Rabbi Yochanan. The Avas HaTorah that he had, that was burning inside of him, that was the koyach he had to shteigoyis, to be the Talmud Chacham that he was. That was the koyach that he imbued in his Talmidim. That's what his Talmidim saw, and he was able to be. They were able to grow from him and to admire him and follow in his footsteps. And that was the lulei seiroscha shashuay ozavarti ba'oni that he lived in his whole life. Any tzara that he had, any situation that he had, it was the Avas HaTorah that pulled him through with flying colors. But I think there's another nekuda. His hachnasis orchim, his gemilas chasodim, was also lahafli. When I first got married, I went to once, I was in Borough Park, I went to the house, knocked on the door, and a Yerushalmi Yid answered the door and invited me in, and he offered me food. And I thought maybe I found the wrong address. But it wasn't. It was some of the archim that they had that stayed there for weeks and months sometimes. And they were Makayim in their house, which Rabbeinu Yonah says in Pirkei Avos, V'yu'aniyim b'nei v'secho, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the aniyim should feel so comfortable in your house that they feel it's their own house. And this was mamish what it was. That was the type of achnosis archim that they had in the house. There was the aniyim felt, the orchim felt like it's mamish their shtub. They made them feel that way. They were selfless people. They made them feel that way. My shver Zetzal picked up once a person in Bar Park. He gave him a ride. He asked him, Shalom Aleichem, where do you live? And he said he just bought a house in the neighborhood. He's a younger man, Choshev, a younger man. He said, Rav. He said he just bought a house in the neighborhood. Okay. The next day, he went to his house. He knocked on this person's door. This was years ago. My shver was not a rich man. He came with him, came to the door with $2,000. He said, I'm sure you're a younger man. You had a hard time buying the house. Take the money. If you're able to pay it back later on, you pay it back. No pressure. And with his Talmidim, he was so mussar to his Talmidim. His Talmidim loved him so much because they felt the Ava. The Ava was exuding from him. The Talmidim felt it. A Talmud told me the other day, he said, Rebbe, sometimes I have a shverkeit in the shir, it's late at night, what should I do? So he said, up until 12 o'clock, don't hesitate to call me. After 12 o'clock, hesitate and then call me. That he endeared himself to the Talmidim with it. He was very comfortable with them, and they knew that he loved them. And it made he danced by a Talmud's chasna like it was his own chasna, like it was his own child's chasna. And I think to me that the common thread between these things is he was a meiridikamativ. He had a desire to do good for people. He had a desire to do it for people. Whenever he gave a shiur, wherever makom he was in, if he was in the yeshiva, in the shul, in the bungalow colony, people wanted to learn, he was there to give a shiur. And every shiur was sugepas for that oilam. It wasn't about him. It was about what the oilam could get. This oilam needs this, this oilam needs that. This oilam will have enough from this. In Borough Park Shul, they'll have enough from Azaknech. In the bungalow colony, they'll have enough from Tazalom. This and everything. His tafkid was, his desire was that the people that he's learning with should feel the mesikas ha-Torah that he felt. He wanted to give over that mesikas ha-Torah, the sweetness of Torah that he lived with and that he loved. And he wanted to be mative to other people and they should also be toying that mesikas. And that was his mida with achnos, his orchim, and that was his mida with giving people money when they needed it. It was all about his tremendous desires, a tremendous meitiv. And the other nekuda that was very, very boilet was his yiras shamayim tahira. He was total with the yiras shamayim, was boilet. Anyone that knew him, that knew that he was a Yori Shemayim b'mloy moving amila, and he was an emes dikiyid. There was no fake; nothing was fake by him. Everything was the reina emes, and that endeared him to his talmidim, endeared him to his balabatim, and that's why they're able to shteig from him, and that's why he was able to have such a great hashpa on so many people. Just want to just mention his Rebbetzin. Should be a male tzioshev for his Rebbetzin that was stood by his side with tremendous mesiras nefesh in very difficult times. And she was there on top of the situation, always caring for every detail. It was mamish, unbelievable madrega of mesiras nefesh. And Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mishalem kol mishalas libo l'toiva. And he should be a male tzioshev. and he should be a Melech Yosef for the Mishpacha, and for his Talmidim, who he felt like, his Talmidim and his Talmidim's families, that he felt like Mamish, like that was his family. There was a very nuntic connection to all the Talmidim. Bilam Ovitz Lenetzav, Mach Hashem Dima Akoponim. Elisha cries out, and Elio is mistalig. Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Ufarashav. I don't think it's an exaggeration that over 1,000, possibly thousands, of Talmidim feel this loss of Avi. Rashi says the Talmidim were B'nai Nevi'im. But why the double Lashon? Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael. For our great Rebbe, he was a father in two ways. He was our father in Maseiras HaTorah, and a shir that he had boys who had been learning only for a year or two, and also married men who were learning in Kailel. He was somehow managed to be makif, a derech halimud that always emphasized foundations in pshat, a diuk in a rashi. Then we move on to the tesis compared to the other rishonim steretz. I'm a soira viazoi to learning. And then the shir moved on. The shir moved on to Akzois, to Rabbi Kiva Eger, to Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yashaber, Rav Gerelik, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, and then us. It was Yitzchak's teretz, Yoni's teretz, Svi's teretz. He had taken boys and he had put them in the shir, in the Messiah. These include modern Orthodox children, young men, some of whose parents weren't even Shomer Shabbos. But it's noch an Avi. There's another component of Avi. He cared for us like his children. He cried when our children were sick. And he counseled thousands of Talmidim. Picture the scene, Rabbi Osai. One of the Talmidim that are here, who is a Marbitz Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to go back and learn. And there were Talmidim from Yeshiva HaKotel that wanted to go back and learn. There were Talmidim from Mir Yeshiva that wanted to go back and learn. And his parents don't want him. And he walks 3 miles, 4 miles, and he knocks on the door on a Friday night. Rebbe's sitting with a Rebbe Kiva Eger, midnight, in his beautiful big day Shabbos. And he knocks on the door and he sits with Rebbe until 2 a.m. He guided us through our dating, through our shiduchim. And we brought him our kala because we wanted you to bring your kala home. The relationship with Talmidim was with no manipulation. But we just wanted to share with him because of so much of what he had given us. The moyach of the Maseiras HaTorah was given over to Talmidim, and the leiv was given over to Talmidim. And these parashiyos, Mayriv Rabbi would say over Rabbi Yosher Ber's hesped for Reb Chaim Oizer,
about the tzitz and the chayshet. A Kohen Gadol was incomplete. The Kohen Gadol didn't have both the tzitz, which represented Chochmas HaTeira, Amkus HaTeira, Seichel Adas, in the words of Rabbi Yoshe Ber, and the Choshen that was Mechuvan Lalev, the Ava and the Chiba to Klal Yisrael. In Rabbi Yoshe Ber's words, it had to be so. The Tzitz and the Choshen had to go together. Oysoy HaKoyen, Shemoichoy Hayasafu Kedusha Satayra Shorbi Akiva Rebbe Eliezer, Shel Abaye Virava, Shel Arambam Varavid, Shel Beis Yosef Arama, Hayaruach Biruach Akoidesh Peteroin Kelshola Shilas Oimoides Alaperek. Bechol Avayas Oilamazer, Bechol Atfios, Tomid Liyarev. That was Rebbe's Hashkafas Olam as well that he put into the Talmidim. Hashkafas Olam of a love for Talmidei Chachamim, that Talmidei Chachamim are Mosur not just to Mesiras HaTorah from a Mesirah of Reb Chaim, but also Mesiras HaTorah in the lave of Klal Yisrael. And we could add, Oysa Rebbe that taught us and put us and made us feel that we were in the Mesirah. It was Oyser Rebbe that cried with us, that danced with us. Because it sits, Rebbe sits, and Rebbe's Choshen were always on him, always available to the Talmidim. And this has three hashlachas, aside from the examples that we mentioned before. This affected what type of melamed Moreno Rav Braunschweigel Zatzal was. One of the Mashgichim observed that of all the fantastic, giant Talmidim of Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, as a Rebbe, he didn't try to be Rabbi Yoshe Ber. His amazing tzitz, with his fantastic memory, some of the Talmidim from Landers, from Beis Medrash LeTalmud, don't know the days of the early days that the family knows, Rebbe Shver knows. He had a tremendous memory in Tanakh, in Torah Shebichsav, in Torah Shebaal Peh. His fantastic diyukim. But he didn't place a bar of where he was supposed to be. The bar was, what do the Talmidim need? And he was a master melamed. That was because the Choshen was never separated from the Tzitz. Number two, we looked at him not just for Hadracha in being part of the Mesiras HaTorah that he connected us with Reb Chaim, but we looked at him for Hadracha in Avodas Hashem. As an 18-year-old, I'll never forget, I never heard this, I learned in Tarvadas, but no one gave me such a simple suggestion that before the Yom Noroyim, take a piece of paper, put a line through it, and write, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And one time I was going through Rebbe's Svarim, and sure enough, his Cheshbon HaNefesh fell out. I put it back in quickly, I didn't look very much. And there was a third heart. And that's the heart of the Jewry of Poland that was entirely decimated. Reb Chaim said, if there was one time, Rebbe's son said, if there was one time that's the worst time in the world for a Jew to be born, it was 1938 in Poland. Born in Mazowsze. A historian told me yesterday, I don't know if this is accurate, but that Rebbe Zeida, we have a picture from Rebbe Zeida, was the Malamed of the Imre Emes. And the Imre Emes used to stand up for Rebbe Zeida. The hearts of the beautiful world of the shtetl, he managed to pass over in a place where half of the name of the yeshiva was university. And the boys felt that they were in the shtetl with him. There was the first time for so many that they were exposed to that. Sipurei tzadikim. Reb Chaim described that how Rebbe's face shone on Shabbos when he would sing Nigunim. So three things. Meeting the Talmidim with his heart where they were, not focusing on his moach. Ahadrochen avodas Hashem. And the choshen of Reb Chaim Eiser. The choshen. That hearts that Rav Wiener mentioned in Chesed, I don't think was American hearts. It came from Amol. They say the story of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's house was a bayis that was pasuach l'rabim. Ad kedei kach, that one time the Brisker Rav came home. And this happened more than once. That the Brisker Rav came home and he found that in his bed there was someone else that was sleeping. Rav Wiener's wife would come home and someone else would open the door. After the Rebbetzin, the first Rebbetzin was Nifter, Rebbe built a wing of Achnasas Orchim there. The house was so pasuach l'revocha, like in Reb Chaim's house, there were things that disappeared. The first Rebbetzin said that Rebbe had no sense of ownership, Reb Chaim quoted yesterday. He didn't mention that Rebbe would say over a story from his father, that after the war, Reb Braunschweigel's father was a tremendous businessman before the war, and he got his hand on a few dollars after the war. And he managed very quickly that Rebbe said it was amazing that in about 2-3 months they were living in a Nazi mansion. And many people used to come to them for Shabbos. And they were sitting around on Shabbos, and Rebbe used to sit with everybody else. And his father, with his father next to him. There was a fellow who had been there for a while, and he said, he assumed that this was something that was sponsored by the joint, that this wasn't something that Rebbe's father, the house that he owned. And he was staying there as if it was in a hotel. And he said, how long do we get to stay here? When does the joint tell us that we have to move on? And Rebbe's father said, the Baal HaBayis hasn't asked me to leave yet, so don't worry. You could stay as long as you want. For Rebbe, there was no ownership because it all belonged to the Baal HaBayis. His excitement for mitzvahs came from the Mesiras Nefesh of his mother that he saw. Rabbi Yoel was asking me about this before. His mother, he remembers as a child, peeking out. Rabbos, I visualize this. Peeking out from the barracks. He and his two other siblings were hidden in the barracks. And watching his mother bake tiny matzahs around Hanukkah time. And his love for the way he pulled out the lulav, his love for mitzvos goes back to that bridge. It goes back to that choshen, the choshen from the days of Poland. It affected how we learned Lulav HaGozel. That's the tzitz, that's the choshen, that's the lev, that's the mayach. And maybe we could take 1/1,000,000th of what our Rebbe gave us, being that bridge of that time. But there's one thing that we can't take. The lev, the mayach, but there's one thing that we can't take. And that's the Ramach Evarim and Shesag Edim. That's the Ramach Evarim and Shesag Edim that are going back. The Ramach Evarim and Shesag Edim that danced Ad Afisas HaKoichas on Simchas Torah with every single Talmud. It was that Ramach Evarim and Shesag Edim that trembled in front of Rabbi Ruchem Gerelig Zatzal. The story is for another time. But Pshuto Kimashmos trembled in front of Rav Gerelig. It's that Ramach Evarim and Shesag Edim that arrived in Brooklyn about the age of 8 or 9. skin and bones, who had only managed to learn with his father Aleph Beis. Malnourished, and we loved him for how small he was. But how much pain! That Mesiras Nefesh. And it wasn't easy then to persevere, to be a Talmud, to learn when at a time where everybody else was pushing people to go into professions, when his own Rebbe told him to get a doctorate in Harvard, when he was right to get a doctorate in Harvard. And that smile, that beautiful humor, the laugh of Atischak Liyoy Machroin, someone who had laughed Atischak Liyoy Machroin in the face. And ultimately, the love of Torah, even after his intellect wasn't the same. The Shivrei Luchais, all of those Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim we're putting back into the land that he encouraged so much of us to love and to live and learn in. And the Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim that hugged us, the lips that kissed us. Just want to thank his family for sharing. Both of his Rebbetzins, last Rebbetzin, who was Moser himself so much to Rebbe. And we grew, many of us here, the older ones, grew under the Mesiras Nefesh of the first Rebbetzin. And his family that shared such a loving father with us. Bilamavas Netzach Moch Hashem Kedima Me'al Kofon.
I got that I was not expecting to speak. I didn't think I was supposed to be here. So I didn't prepare. I just think this is one paragraph that you see more when you live in the house of someone. You can see things from a different angle a little bit. And there's a maze I say over from Shach. Someone came over to him talking about Eretz Yisrael. Neidbrak. It's very inspired how much Klal Yisrael grew. His darshan got all the zaken that go on over there. Hasmada, diktak b'mitzvahs, b'kiyas. Keep going on and on. And Rav Shach told him, Mich felt this race, Tamalaga Elechayid. Tamalaga Elechayid. I always had this hagish about my father, what he's doing with his Talmudim was bringing that Elechayid not to Eretz Yisrael, he was bringing it to Mid America. He managed to bring it down to that level. And the way I saw it, I had friends come to the house a lot. They all knew, that my father never knew when they came. Especially, he was sitting and learning, and he didn't know anything else when he was learning. And there's one that must that to me, I never saw this anywhere else. The way he prepared for Shabbos, to me, is this nicker that he's living with Yiddishkeit. It was like an hour before Shabbos, he was nervous that Shabbos wasn't ready. Nothing to do with halacha, nothing to do with any shittas. His lashon always was, but it's almost Shabbos, how could this be? His life was you know, what he was supposed to do for as a Yid. There's a certain ava from Malagi Yid that he had in deep in him. And it was nicker when he said a shir, the simcha that he had in it, it came across that ava. And he managed to bring that demos of the posh the Erlich Yid into so many areas. That I don't think it's a good word to say he was mamed more to me in America than to anyone else. numbers. That people, the pasuk made a major difference in their lives. Not handling being half a lamdan to a major lamdan. Handling pasuk to have a chashivas ha-teira. And what is, because they saw by him, it was chashivas ha-teira. It wasn't covered, it wasn't anything else. It was chashivas ha-teira. And it came across, and it made a difference. This Talmidim and to us as a family. They had some chila for him that we weren't machshav him enough for what he was. And I also have to shame the family, thank his Rebbetzin from today for going way beyond what she was supposed to do.
Dat is het. Dat is een schreeuw.